Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Sunday, June 21st, 2026. Tesla shares closed slightly higher today at $400.49, up $1.34, or 0.3-4% on cautious volume. The stock remains well below its 52-week high of $498.83, but comfortably above its 52-week low of $288.77. In regulatory news, Sweden has formally asked the European Union to reject Tesla's full self-driving system unless the company removes a feature that allows speeding. Swedish authorities argue that allowing drivers to exceed the speed limit, even when explicitly permitted by the driver, is incompatible with European road safety rules. The vote could affect FSD rollouts across the entire bloc. Meanwhile, Tesla is teasing new FSD capabilities, including custom parking preferences and a Grok-powered voice assistant. The updates continue Tesla's gradual rollout of supervised autonomy features, though critics note the system still falls short of the unsupervised self-driving Tesla originally promised. On the corporate side, Tesla has lost its head of quality, Kahire Ganz, who is returning to Stellantis. The departure is notable as Tesla pushes to scale production of the Cybercab and ramp up Model Y output. In shareholder news, Elon Musk has officially exercised his 2018 pay package, securing a payday worth roughly $116 billion in Tesla equity. The compensation plan, voided by a Delaware court and later reapproved by shareholders, has now produced its first major share grant under the new terms. Separately, a class action lawsuit from Tesla owners over the aging Hardware 3 computer has grown to 7,000 claimants in the Netherlands, with a law firm now backing collective action against the automaker. Finally, Rivian's chief executive signaled that self-driving subscription prices across the industry, including Tesla's, are likely to fall as the technology matures. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.